Yemen produces some of the finest honey in the world. Even years of civil war hasn't changed that. NPR's Fatma Tanis reports.
As I was preparing for a reporting trip to Yemen, I spoke to a lot of Yemenis, refugees who fled the war, and some experts too. One thing that unexpectedly came up a lot was the honey and how amazing it was. I was intrigued, but a little skeptical too. It would be hard to find, I was told. The near decade-long civil war has devastated much of Yemen's natural resources and its production infrastructure. With the help of our driver in Aden, we found a trusted beekeeper named Yusuf Al-Azazi. He tells us the best and rarest honey comes from bees who feed on cedar trees, also known as a lote tree in English. It's an ancient tree mainly in the mountainous parts of Yemen. Nowadays, he says, many honey shops sell counterfeit cedar honey, which is made when bees are fed sugar water. But here in this shop, he has the real stuff hidden in a locked cabinet. Al-Azazi pulls out jugs filled with golden liquid. It's finally time for us to have a taste, but first, we're given a warning. If you taste it once, you will crave it 1,000 times, Al-Azazi says. My colleague Claire Harbage and I decide to take the risk and try some of the best honey Yemen has to offer.
This is the best one. Very floral, right?
Floral, but like with caramel.
Very caramelly.
There's a rich undertone that's like nutty.
Wow.
Flavors hit the tongue in waves, one after the other. It's smooth, and there's no stinging in your throat from the sweetness. Al-Azazi has his own take on the taste.
It's better than the best chocolate in the world. Nothing compares. But there's so much more to it than its taste.
Researchers say cedar honey has antibacterial and other healthy qualities, similar to the more accessible Manuka honey from New Zealand. Honey is a key ingredient in Yemeni cuisine, and this one in particular used to be abundant and popular around the country. But now, most Yemenis don't have access to this honey. In the past decade, climate change and the war wreaked havoc. Flash floods destroyed many cedar trees. And Al-Azazi says beehives were damaged in the fighting by airstrikes and missile attacks. Now, the war has slowed down to a stalemate, and Al-Azazi is hopeful. Peace is coming soon, he says, and with it, Yemen will get its dignity and its honey back. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Aden, Yemen.